Strength. We all need it. We all want more of it. But how do we get it? Exercise is a great way to gain strength. Exercise is our fourth natural law in our acronym, STRENGTH. The Bible says, the glory of the young men is their strength, and the beauty of the old men is their gray head. However, an old man can have beauty in his gray head and still have strength. Most people rust out, then wear out. Did you know that you can provide 10 years of rejuvenation to your life by exercising? Here's what Dr. R.J. Shepherd, an expert on exercise and aging, had to say about this. You'd have to go a long way to find something as good as exercise as a fountain of youth. And you don't have to run marathons to reap the benefits. Little more than rapid walking for 30 minutes at a time, 3 or 4 times a week, can provide 10 years of rejuvenation. Exercise increases the efficiency of your heart and lungs. As the heart grows stronger, it pumps more blood with each beat, thus reducing the number of beats needed to supply your body with life-giving blood. As your lungs grow stronger, they process more air with less effort. So exercise results in better blood circulation and oxygen-carrying capacity of your blood. Strengthening and stretching exercises are also very important to keeping us mobile, pain-free, and strong. Exercise not only strengthens your bones, ligaments, and muscles, but also your blood vessels, taking them from weak, flabby tissue to strong, firm tissue, and often resulting in lowering your blood pressure in the process. Did you know that going for a short stroll after you eat also helps you with digestion? Again, with circulation and the digestive organs are relieved from the blood taking going back to your heart. This stimulates all your organs to work better, and thus it normalizes your bowel action. Exercise improves our sleep, it promotes clear thinking, it strengthens our immune system, it reduces our stress, it helps us lose weight and maintain a healthy weight, it prevents all kinds of diseases, including cancer, and it even gives us more energy than it consumes. Exercise also stimulates your lymph system. Your lymph system is like your garbage can, but it doesn't have its own pump. So you have to exercise in order to take the garbage out. Just like you have to walk the garbage out the door, you have to exercise to get your lymph system emptying the garbage. So walking is a good way to do this, but also it's been found that gentle rebounding is very beneficial to your lymph system. It's good to work up to even 15 minutes a day of rebounding, but you don't have to do it all at once. You can just take breaks throughout the day and go bounce for a little bit, maybe a minute or two, and go back to it later, especially if you work in an office and you're sitting all the time. Have one close by and just go take a little gentle bouncing. You don't even have to leave the mat, and that will do wonders for your lymph system. Think about it. If exercising just 3 days a week for 30 minutes at a time can bring so many health-giving benefits, why not make the effort? Remember, exercise should be enjoyable and consistent. It doesn't have to be jarring, aggressive, or painful to be effective. So when you start an exercise program, start small and start slow and gradually work up to where your goal is. Remember, exercise is a great way to gain strength. Exercise is beneficial for everyone and is part of a strength-giving lifestyle. We reap what we sow, so why not sow habits for good health and reap an abundant life? Join me next time for more Tiny Bites for Strength.